You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the past couple of weeks, two cases of mistreatment against migrant workers have cropped up. The first, a group of Chinese construction workers who paid upwards of $40,000 to agencies in China for the promise of a New Zealand work visa. And the second, a man who was trapped in the Philippines when his overseas employment certificate was withheld after a previous employer apparently sent false complaints to his manpower agency in an effort to get back at him for quitting. Manpower agencies are a big deal in countries like the Philippines and China, where there is simply not enough work for the population. These agencies act as a middleman between the local government and overseas employers, negotiating permits for workers to be sent overseas in industries like construction. The Philippines in particular is one of the biggest sources for migrant workers. Roughly 12 million Filipinos are working overseas, and a lot of them go through these manpower agencies. One of the biggest is Yanghua, now known as YWA Human Resource Corporation. Here is Mikey Santos from First Union.
YWA Human Resources is one of the thousand, we call it agencies, that sends migrant workers abroad in a foreign country. You know, there's thousands of them. So if you're a Filipino worker in the Philippines, you want to work abroad, you will go to this agency, and they're the one who has contacts abroad. They're the one who have engagement or have ties, for example, in New Zealand.
YWA has connections with the Philippines Overseas Employment Administration, or POEA, which is the government body that issues workers with overseas employment certificates. People struggling to find work in the Philippines are encouraged to join an agency like YWA so the agency can find work for them. In fact, agencies are almost required to find work, because companies seeking Filipino employees are required to do so through an agency.
Manpower agencies have the connection to foreign employers, like here in New Zealand. They're the one has contracts or has communications. And you know, when a foreign, if a New Zealand company will require four migrant workers from the Philippines, unfortunately, by law, they had to deal with these employment agencies. By law.
Workers going through these agencies essentially have three different groups in charge of their employment. That is, the Filipino government, their manpower agency, and the overseas employer who hires them. Now, this can cause some issues. For example, this case of a man who found out he was trapped in the Philippines when he tried to come back to New Zealand after Christmas. This worker was employed as a construction worker at Renovo, a building firm here in New Zealand, until he quit back in 2018, citing harassment and bullying from his employer. It should be noted that I reached out to Renovo, but I haven't heard back from them.
So because he, the carpenter did not breach any New Zealand employment laws, Renovo did what this thing called forum shopping. Forum shopping is whereas you will pick a place or a venue or an avenue where to charge to expect a favorable response.
Forum shopping refers to the practice of selecting a court or pursuing legal action in a country or state that is more likely to give the litigant a favorable judgment. If, for example, Renovo has no grounds to pursue legal action in New Zealand, the fact that the worker is with a Filipino agency means that they can pursue the case in the Philippines instead.
So how on earth, if you're working in New Zealand, your employer is in New Zealand, you're in New Zealand, why will you get a case or why are you being charged breach of employment laws in the Philippines? Of course, it's really dodgy, eh, Felix?
Yes, definitely.
It's really, this is, you can erase it later, this is, it's a clusterfuck.
If an employer makes a complaint through a manpower agency, the connections that agency has with the government allow them to withhold an overseas employment certificate, even if the worker has since found a different job in New Zealand, such as the case here.
Imagine if you're working here, Felix, and you know if you do something that is not right or not quite right according to your employer, the employer can just call your employment agency back home and tell you, hey, this worker is not good enough, don't let him come back here. That's it. I think that's disgusting.
It's a terrible position to put anybody
in. It's a terrible position.
These workers are put into a position where their job overseas is determined by agencies and laws in their home country, a country without sufficient work or pay for them to return to. This worker has since returned to New Zealand. But what happens if a case like this is successful? Well, the Philippines is one of the largest diasporas in the world. That means a large portion of the population is overseas, 12 million across more than 100 different countries. And the reason behind this is that the Philippines suffers from a massive lack of work. The work that does exist pays very little, so if someone is forced to stay in the Philippines, it's much harder to live off the salary, if they find a job at all.
You're saying that since there's less work in the Philippines, the fact that he is basically trapped there means that he is unable to find work. Even if he leaves his job in New Zealand and tries to find a job in the Philippines, he's much less likely to find one.
Less likely to find one, or the basic pay back home is per day. It's not more than $15 per day.
Right.
So that's why Filipinos leave the country, because they cannot live the salary back home.
Last week, I spoke to Mike Treen of Unite Union about a group of Chinese workers who were left jobless after their employment agency lied about their visas. In countries like China, workers can spend significant amounts of money just for the opportunity to get a job in New Zealand.
So, and these agencies, they cost a lot of money. I mean, you said that these guys spent upwards of $40,000.
Yeah, 200,000 yuan to recruitment agencies inside China. So it's not accessible. So the agent here, the one who sort of did the recruiting in China, he says he never received that money. Don't know. You know, who knows?
That's a lot of money gone with nothing to show for it. And this is a common issue in China or any other country with a large population and not enough work. One of the things that workers are told is that their job in New Zealand will lead to permanent residence, when the reality is that New Zealand's residence laws have become so tight and strict that it's impossible for the vast majority, even those in roles that New Zealand needs, like teachers.
Students are encouraged to come, and they are often given the belief that they will be able to transition eventually to a permanent residence. That's part of the dream, and that's almost impossible. The government has reduced the permanent residence number so much that you now need to earn over 100 grand to virtually qualify. So that means that the teachers that our system desperately needs can't qualify for permanent residence. That's just nuts.
So we have this situation where people are spending large sums of money to join agencies in the hope of finding a better life overseas. But these agencies have the power to revoke that privilege at any time. So the workers are forced into a position where if they piss off their employer, they could be sent back home and, at best, work for little pay at a new job, or at worst, remain unemployed. At the same time, our own laws mean that only high earners can gain permanent residency. So the people who need support the most are forced to start all over again when their visa expires.
And to further expose this scam is they working like a cartel. And this happens all the time, because there's millions of Filipinos outside. So they do this all the time. That's why the biggest problem of migrants is they are afraid to stand up and exert their rights. Why? By things like this. Because they can be stopped and barred from leaving the country if they are not obedient enough. If they don't bend low enough, you know, Philippines is number one source of docile and cheap labor. When they try to stand up for their employment rights, employers who get annoyed for some reason will try to create some cases back in the Philippines to harass and bar a migrant worker from coming back.
The New Zealand government recently instated a policy that forces lower-skilled visa holders to leave New Zealand for at least 12 months after a maximum of 3 years of work. This policy applies to everyone in that category, even those who have been working here for decades.
Now, the government is saying it's not going to allow the so-called less-skilled category to be able to renew, that they must leave at the end of 3 years, say. And if that policy is maintained, that category of workers I was talking about who've been here for 10, maybe 15 years on, keep renewing their visas, kids go to school, they're going to all be being told to go home.
Migrant workers are a significant part of New Zealand's workforce, particularly in dairy and farming. Roughly 15% of workers in the agricultural sector, New Zealand's biggest, are migrant workers. How can we knowingly benefit from exploitative manpower agencies, knowing the conditions migrant workers face if they're sent home, benefiting from the promise of residency without actually following through? This is Felix Walton, 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.